Let's just go to Mr. Jones. Thank you, Shane. Tēnā koe, Shane.
Hey, I am Mara. That's a rather obscure introduction.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, we talk a lot, so we can get away with a few. I was interested to discuss your disputatious whānau from the north, but another term that we learned from you. Have you got a thesaurus in your head?
You know, I heard from a friend in Australia, a dear friend, and I was reminded that years ago when I was in Australia doing a course about studies over there, and I was reminded that I had a fondness for these obscure, complex words, and according to this person, it made me sound cleverer than I really was.
I'm interested in words, though, you know, and when I hear words or read words that I'm unfamiliar with, my first reaction is, gee, the writer's a wanker. But and then I think, why couldn't he use a simpler word? But, it's intriguing. She's a weird old language, the English language. Hey, just while we're at it, too, today's the anniversary, I note, of Te Reo Māori being recognised as an official language of our country. And that was only in 1987, Shane.
Yeah, totally.
But here we are. Now we're lined up. Now, listen, let you and me roll through a couple of interesting ideas.
I'll wait a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Okay. No.
Well, coming at you here.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yep, I can hear you loud and clear. Ben Dalton, Mr. Modlook, and Kim Ngarimu have been appointed to Takawhai Ora, the Māori Health Authority. What do you make of their skill set, and are you still supportive of what Takawhai Ora is aiming to achieve?
Well, I think we're all supportive of improving the prospects of our people in the health system, and the health system definitely needed a restructuring. I think the health system needs to be stripped of its responsibilities for capital projects and building, because they've basically demonstrated they're incapable of delivering them within cost and on time. But, you know, the three people, Ben Dalton, Modlook, and Kim, they're well known within Māoridom, and to the extent that the organisation's going to exist after the election, I'm sure that they'll have a positive contribution to make. They've all paved their way through the civil service. Obviously, Ben's from Taitokiro, and he did the heavy lifting for the Provincial Growth Fund. And the other two I don't really know, but they seem to have created quite prominent reputations for themselves. But at the end of the day, Emala, is this going to make an appreciable, measurable difference to the quality of the health outcomes for our people? Not organizational charts, not internal bureaucratic debates. The health department is dysfunctional nowhere. Do we need to look further for evidence than the $1.89 billion that was given for mental health 4 or 5 years ago? And in Northland, I was told by the mental health nurse, not a single additional residential bed has been made available. So that's a spectacular failure. I think if we're going to give any more money for mental health, we need to keep it away from the current structure of the health ministry or Te Whatu Ora, because they obviously don't know how to handle and turn money into genuine concrete results.
So you're taking a swipe at the Mental Health Commission here. Is it a black hole for money? It's a lot of money to go down a black hole without being able to point to significant results.
Dale, had I have used the $3 billion fund in the profligate, unaccountable, arguably reckless way, that $1.89 billion, I would have been hung, drawn, quartered, and destroyed. Not even the audit department, the Auditor General's office, could work out with any clarity where the money deserved.
Tēnā koe, I know you're busy. Let's just flick through another couple of quick ideas. Winston Peters is promising to establish Whangarei a dry dock and relocate the Navy. I mean, is this realistic, Shane?
Well, I remember in the days of Stan Semenoff many years ago and John Banks, they sought to relocate naval resources to Whangarei and were defeated by the Admiral's wives. So it is a bit of a challenge. However, we're deadly serious, because Whangarei, New Zealand First is campaigning on this because Whangarei has the time, the space, the attitude, and more importantly, the Navy is being priced out of Auckland. We could not only run the training there, we could run a host of the small vessels out of there. And, you know, there's a proud tradition of Taitokerau people who have been members, indeed mums, my granduncle was one of them, of the Navy. And I just sort of feel, mate, that the Navy's current location in Auckland has served its purpose, and it ought to be relocated closer to where perceived threats are, which is not the penguins of the South Island, but it's the instability that seems to be emerging northern the Pacific.
And just finally and briefly, I know that you're not immediately an anti-extractive industries guy. In fact, you think we should be considering the merits, because jobs over the years I've gleaned from you, Shane, can outweigh sometimes environmental threat, because we need to be able to feed our kids. Now, I know that Parihaka folk there, they don't want any oil and gas permits to be utilised around their Orohe. Do you agree with their stand?
Look, if I'm not mistaken, there's already an exclusion zone around the actual Parihaka Papakainga, but I put my cards on the table. New Zealand desperately need economic revenue, export surpluses. New Zealand has a handsome endowment of energy resources, oil and gas and minerals. New Zealand already practices safe mining outcomes. New Zealand, during the decarbonisation journey, will desperately need transitional fuels, and minerals will contribute to the decarbonisation journey. Why should we be reliant on importing everything? If we've got such resources in our own motu, then they should be developed, exploited, and turned into jobs and a flow of goods and services. And it can be done in a safe and defensible manner. Responsible mining, that's my mantra.
Tēnā koe, and I thank you for sharing some kōrero with us each Tuesday morning. All the best for the day and week ahead.
Hei kona.
Tēnā koe, thank you. Shane Jones with us.